Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just praise you, Father, for your presence with us tonight, because we know wherever we go, you are there with us. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that your spirit leads us, guides us, and sets a watch before our lips to speak only the things of you, Lord. And we praise you for it. Tonight's going to be special, Lord. I just feel it in my bones. I feel it in my spirit, and I praise you, Father, for all the things that you're going to do. We thank you, Lord, for this open heaven that you have given us, because we know that when we pray, they're going to be answered, and we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the authority over all. You didn't say 50% of them. You said all of them, and in the name of Jesus right now, I command every tormenting spirit out of this room in the name of Jesus. I command all communication tormenting spirits off of this internet channel right here in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that no one is going to have any problems tonight. We're going to have clear communications, and everybody's going to be delighted and have a great and wonderful time with you, Lord. Thank you for that cord, that golden cord, that knitting our hearts together, Lord, and pulling it tight, because we want to be your single body. And Lord, doing the work that you want us to do. We praise you, Father, for all the words that you're giving tonight and all the revelations that's going to come forth. And we just thank you, Lord, for everyone having a good time all over this world. And we praise you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Well, all right. Hey, Carol. Oh, she ain't on yet, is she? Glory to God. She's coming on, Gina. Hey, Carol. Glad you're back, girl.
Hi. My mic wasn't working, so I had to go back off and back on.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. It's working now.
You were just praying that when I got connected, I could hear. Okay. You were saying that we wouldn't have any problems. I go, okay, I better just reload into that prayer.
Amen. 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 All right. Anybody got any prayer requests? Or any testimonies or any praise reports? Or if anybody wants to sing, Pat, would you like to sing a song? He's got his hand up.
I don't think you want me to sing.
Okay, buddy, go ahead.
I've just been, can you hear me all right, by the way?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've just been under the gun. I don't know exactly why. I think maybe it was this week we found out that the place I'm working here in New Jersey, they it's a retirement center is what it is. And they just came out this week that starting Monday, they have a mandated vaccine. No one can be on their property without being vaccinated. So, which means basically I won't be here next week. I won't be here in New Jersey. So, it just led me down a path. I feel like I'm either under attack or it's just a constant, feel like I'm under a constant barrage of I don't know, heaviness, a spirit of attack, or I'm not quite sure exactly what it is. It just feels like a constant barrage. And so I just, number one, I need a prayer from me. To stand in strength. And I was just, I guess, crying out to the Lord, especially tonight. I just feel a sense of, you know, I hate to, you know, bring feelings into it, or but a feeling of life, vacant or just needing to be in the Lord's presence and excuse me, just feeling very apart or, you know, lost in my thoughts or whatever. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, I'm just asking for prayer tonight.
Okay.
Also, a prayer for how I should pray about this thing. Is this something that I need to stand against? I need to cast down, and I'm talking in terms of this COVID-mandated vaccine or whatever. Shall I pray against that, or is that the Lord getting me out of New Jersey? Because quite frankly, that's not going to break my heart.
He'll give you the desires of your heart, if you understand.
But I'm just looking to be close to the Lord, close to Jesus. Okay. And I just feel not very close. I feel like I'm alone in this situation or something. Let's pray.
All right. Lord, I lift up Pat to you, and I praise you, Father, that you have given us already in your word the authority over all the enemy. This is an enemy that's coming against Pat. In the name of Jesus, I command this oppression to go right now in the name of Jesus. This darkness is trying to separate him from the love of God, and you go from him in the name of Jesus. I don't care what you call yourself, you leave him now in Jesus' name. We thank you for your cleansing power, Father, flowing through him right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for filling him up with your love and your joy and your peace in his spirit, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for showing him that he is loved. You hadn't gone anywhere. You're still there. And Father, I thank you for it. And in Jesus' mighty name, you said the things that we pray in your name, Lord, we shall have it. And I'm thanking you for giving it to Pat tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for drawing him closer and closer to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is done. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Go ahead, Julie.
Yes. I'd like to pray for Pat, too. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've already given Pat the understanding that he needs. And you see his heart, and you know where he's supposed to be. And you know what's happening with this mandate and what your plans are on the timing of everything, Lord. But I lift up Pat to you, Lord, that you will give him clear understanding, revelation, and complete peace about whatever decision, Lord, he comes to about where he's supposed to be next week, Lord, and that you will direct his steps and that you will make it known unto him. We cast down the spirits of all confusion, uncertainty, dread of evil, all fear of man, and all witchcraft coming against Pat in whatever form it's manifesting in, the harassment and all the spirits that would hinder his being able to hear clearly and making a decision that he knows he's in the right place with you, Lord. You have another job for him, Lord, if he is not to be in New Jersey, because you know his heart about taking anything foreign into his body. So, Lord, you have another job assignment he's supposed to be on outside of this place in New Jersey, and he would rather not be traveling back and forth and staying in hotels and all that. So we just pray your blessing on him, and you're going to bring an end to this trial for him quickly in Jesus' name. With peace and joy in his heart. Amen.
Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Father. Hey, Pat, you know, we have a form that is called an exclusion form from this mandate. I don't know if you'd be interested in that or not, but it exempts you from because of religious exemptions. I don't know if they even will honor that. In some places they will, and some places they won't.
Yeah, I saw that. I guess I wasn't going to Well, I don't know. I'll think about that. I'll download right. it, see if I need to go in that direction or not.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Go ahead, Dave.
I was going to ask, are they going to be able to find some other work for you to do right now, Pat, or what's going to happen with that?
I don't know. I'm sure that they will either try. It's just, I don't know, it just kind of hit me this time. But yeah, I'm sure they'll try. And quite frankly, it's at the point where in one sense, I don't really even care because, I know that the Lord has something for me to do. It's, I think the thing that I'm feeling is not so much, the unknown about whether I'm going to be working next week or whatever, or if I'm going to be working at all. It's that I just had this feeling that I'm not doing anything, and I just like I want to be doing the Lord's business, I guess you might say, and I just feel like I'm either in learning phase I just feel that I'm not there. I just want to jump into this thing. I feel like there's just a delay in what we're looking for the Lord to do here in these days, in these last days. I know it's, and I don't know if I'm getting worn down by waiting, or if there's something more that I need to be doing, I need to be seeking the Lord in a different way, or exactly what, I don't know. So,
well, I believe after tonight you'll have something. I believe that in Jesus' name.
Go amen. Ahead, Missy. Thank you.
I think I muted you. I'm sorry.
I kind of know how you feel there, Patrick. So this is something that I ask the Lord for myself pretty much every day. Lord, I just ask you to help Pat with the knowledge of your will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, that he may walk worthily of your calling unto all pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work, and that, Lord, you give him wisdom and patience and endurance, Lord, just strengthening with your power through your spirit into his inward man, that you may dwell in his heart through faith to the end, that he, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strong to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, length, height, and depth, and to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, and be filled unto all the fullness of God. Unto you who is able to do it exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. You have the power of the Spirit of God in you, Pat, and and you can overcome, and you are strengthened with the power of God's Spirit in you. In Jesus' name, and you have everything that you need to go through this, and you are an overcomer. You have that same power that Jesus had. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. She's right. You got it all right there. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, for me today, it was a unique situation too, because I got like 6 hours of work in. I got a lot of stuff done. I had to do that was assigned. And then my boss called me, you know, about 5.5 hours in. He says, "Hey, I need you to go out to Sturgis, Michigan, if you can, because I take care of what's called the time clocks too. It's electronic time clocks. It's all on our network and postal network. And this one wasn't working. And so what happened was, because they closed some of the post offices, we inherited some other of these offices around us. And this thing's like an hour and a little over an hour and a half away from our office to go out there and fix this. And so here I'm almost 6 hours in, pretty much 6 hours in by the time I leave the post office to go out there. So I'm driving out there and get all the way out there. And I had to borrow a van to get out there. And the minute I got there, there was a message. This the lady that was there, I was going to meet this officer in charge for her little office. She says, oh, you got to call this number, ASAP, this Jessica or something like that. She called you and she wants you to call her back immediately. I says, I don't know, Jessica. I said, I'm not sure what this is about. I says, okay. And I looked at the number. I said, well, I could tell it was a postal number. So I called it up and I says, well, hello, Dave Nelson. I heard you wanted to talk to me. She says, yeah, well, I got to tell you something. We've been, one of the employees at the post office was tested positive for COVID. And he says he's working real close to you last Friday. And because of that, we have to tell you, you have to get immediately, you have to get home, get off the clock, and you have to stay off work for 14 days. What? I said, what? I said, come on. She said, well, did you have the COVID shot? I said, no, I didn't have the COVID shot. And I'm not going to get it either. I was like, you're nuts. And I was, you know, that's my thinking. Cause I'm thinking, what? Come on. I just spent over an hour and a half driving this place. Says, oh, I got to pack it up and go back home. You know, it's like, I'm not supposed to touch anything. I'm just supposed to go. And this lady was, you know, they had this time clock, I guess, had been down for 5 months because they didn't know who to contact because their things would change. So I said, okay, yeah, fine, whatever. I said, I'll do that. And then I got off the phone. I said, I'm going to repair this stupid thing. Anyways, on here, I'm not going to come out here another, you know. And she says, well, you'll be able to go report. Well, since it's been since last Friday, if you have no symptoms by the 9th, you call us up and you'll be able to come back work on the 10th of December. Oh, all right. So I hang up my phone with her on my cell phone. I'm not telling anybody. There's not nobody around me anyways. I just fix this thing and get it working. Tell the lady, oh, you're good to go. Get in the van, you know. And I'm calling back to whoever I could talk to. The boss says, hey, I just been told I got to go back to work. I said, I got to drop everything off. And says, yeah, we got to. I says, well, you're not supposed to come on the premises. Yeah, but I got this postal van and I got my car on the premises and all that. And just all these little things. People are so worried about this virus, you know. And it's like, it's so unrealistic, the things that are going, the people are going over. They're going bent over backwards for this stuff. And I know darn well, you know, you're frustrated with them. You're frustrated with the world, how it thinks and the reactions of how they're doing it. And immediately you're thinking, why are you getting so upset about this? I mean, why do you think it's so serious? And it's not me. Everybody else is thinking it's not that big of a deal. But to them, it's the world. It's, you know, it's the way they think. And it's, so, you know, I'm trying to work through this myself a little bit. It's like, oh yeah, you got time off, but it's like, so it's not something I really planned for. It's not something I wanted to do, you know.
Are they going
like,
to pay you for it?
I'm calling tomorrow. So now what are we going to do about this? Because I'll get paid, but it's how I'm going to get paid. It's not, is it coming out of me or is it coming out of you guys? You know, it's the difference. So. Yeah. At the same time, you want to be good witness. You want to sit there and start going against them, fighting flesh to flesh, toe to toe. It's a trial. It's another test, you know, and we're supposed to be an example of the Lord on this. So already I got testing, which is, well, did you have a shot? Well, no, I didn't have a shot. So I'm not going to get it either, I said. So, you know, it's a trial. This is the trial we're starting to go through in this world, you know, and it's because we don't think like they do. We don't feel like this thing is a big deal to us, and it's not. I mean, I actually had a lady tell me Now she hurt her husband, right? She got divorced, but they've still worked together. And so she's still kind of, you know, she kind of watches out for him a little bit. Well, he got this COVID or whatever it was. So he's off work and he's feeling really sick and terrible. And she decides to go check on him. So she goes to check on him and she says she's sitting right across the table from him and he's really sick and have a hard time and just, you know, coughing and everything. And she finally convinces him to talk to the hospital and the doctor. And they said, come on in and get tested. He gets tested and, oh yeah, you got COVID. And she says, oh, I was sitting right across the table from him and I didn't get it. And she was, you know, she was concerned that she went, wow, I was right there next to him. But, you know, this stuff is not that dangerous. People aren't really, they are not getting set sick by people right next to each other. I don't think this is a delivery system at all, how it works. But that's what everybody's being told.
Well, I can tell you that even some of the tests are giving people the COVID. So just be careful. Always pray.
Oh, yeah. There's a video I saw, even though it's not, you know, it's kind of works on the science end still a little bit, but still very telling. It's called Exomes versus Virus Theory. E-X-O-S-M-E-S versus virus. And it's not like this. We're, you know, going there and, you know, we walk by faith and all that stuff. But it starts talking about how this virus theory is saying that, well, anytime you're around people that got the virus, you're going to get it because that's how viruses travel. I mean, you just, you know, person to person, and you're within that proximity. That's just the law. It's going to happen. But the problem is this exomes theory points at a whole different direction, and it covers a lot of things viruses do, but it's not the same delivery system. And it makes it sound like it's not people that are contagious in the first place. It's the environment that causes it. And everybody handles toxins differently. And we handle it with our faith and we kick it out. But with this exomes theory, it takes and knocks the virus theory completely out of the ballpark, because it says viruses are not the issue, because there's always viruses everywhere. And everybody's exposed to viruses all the time. And it's not the viruses that are dangerous, because there's tons. He says there's thousands, millions of them, trillions of them out there.
Oh man, wish you hadn't told me that.
We're exposed to them all the time. And he says your body, the body does something different to that, how it reacts with it. But anyways, this is just something that was out there. It's very interesting. But the way the virus theory has been presented, it puts the world in fear and shock and fearful of this thing, when it's not something to be feared in the first place, really. Anyways, I'm on my soapbox, I know.
That's okay, Dave. That's all right. First place, it's never been isolated as a virus. So that's not even a theory. That's a fact.
Yep.
That's a fact. And for them to call it a virus is crazy. And it can, and the mask thing is crazy too. I heard a doctor say that wearing a mask for the COVID is like putting up a barbed wire fence to hold back a flood.
Yeah.
He said that ain't going to work like that.
It was in this show, if you look and find it, it talks about...
It's fear. Fear.
There was this, the princess, one of these princess lines, cruise ships was out, and it came down with a severe case of COVID, a bunch of them in there. And so they isolated the ship. They couldn't let them off the ship, and they made them stay in their cabins. He says they had people that were bunking together. One person would have tested for positive for COVID and the other person would never get it. But they're together. He said it was like, how could that possibly be a virus problem? If you have two people next to each other, even maybe bunking together, like husband and wife, one person had it, one person didn't.
Well, maybe they were wearing a rubber mask or something. I don't know.
That's the whole point. It's like they're They won't look this. That's anyways, I'll let it
go. They're not thinking. Nobody's thinking. There's not any logical thinking going on. It's just a fear mongering thing to control.
You bet.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you. We don't have to worry about that. We got your vaccine. When we got your vaccine, we are completely covered from all this garbage that the government's trying to spew out. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We have Jesus's mask on. It's called the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Go ahead. Today that for some reason my head is saying, what am I going to listen to? I think I'll listen to God's vaccine. So I'm listening to that all the way down. I'm going to get this news. Anyway,
That's a good. Praise God. All right, Isaac, go ahead, brother.
Hey, all right.
Yes, sir.
I just want to share a praise report real quick. A few weeks back, we all prayed for my cousin's wife. Because she had cancer and they thought it got into her lymph nodes. They didn't know. Long story short, she's cancer free, and that's pretty awesome. And
praise God.
I'm really happy. Yeah, praise God. You know, and the thing was, it's really, really great to hear, you know, that it did not spread and they were able to get it out, you know, and I get it, you know, that's, I haven't really seen him in a long time. Like I say, I used to build race cars with him. We were pretty close when I lived back in my hometown. You know, and that's the measure of their faith. And, you know, we thank God for that and that measure. And we asked to increase it. I would surely think that it would have been. And I'm just really excited, you know, for them because they're pretty young little couple. Well, I say pretty young, you know what I mean? But they're, you know, they're probably, I don't know, 40 or something, you know, I'm still pretty young. Anyways,
that's young.
Yeah, buddy. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys because, you know, we prayed, we believed. My grandma just told me out of nowhere, and I was pretty excited about that. And that's all.
Amen.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lord, for your answer to prayers. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, Anna, go ahead, girl.
I just had a praise report too. We had everybody agree with us last time about Matthew and my dad couldn't get the tie rod end off of the Avalon. And then the next day, like we prayed, they went out there and they got it off in like 2 minutes after they'd spent 3 hours the previous day. And they got it all fixed up and all the rattling and all the vibrations gone. So just praise the Lord. He's always faithful to answer our prayers.
Amen. He makes a lot better mechanic than we do, don't he? Praise God. All right. Thank you, Anna. That's a good one. All right, Geneva, go ahead. I guess that's you.
It's me. I just wanted to thank the Lord because over the weekend I had my baby shower and we did it back in Owensboro, Isaac and Marianne over there. And we had a bunch of family and a bunch of friends I haven't seen since my wedding. And it was just such a good time. And I prayed that the Lord would make it good and, you know, there'd be no drama and that the people that were meant to come would be there. And we had a really good turnout. And Marianna did such a great job with the games and just everything. And it was just, I don't know, it was just so nice to feel so loved and everyone be so excited about the baby. And also, too, just being back in Owensboro, being with family for Thanksgiving, like I had a really good visit with Morgan's family, which because I was kind of nervous before we left, like I was praying and reading my word and I was like, Lord, help me to not let me not say anything that I shouldn't say. Let me not talk about people. Let me not talk about people with people. Let me just be quiet and be calm and just talk about the baby and how excited we are and let there not be any family drama going on. And the Lord did that for us. And it was a really good visit. It was just good, solid visit. And listened to a bunch of podcasts while I was there making food and tried to crochet a baby blanket that somehow ended up into a hat of some sort. but it's like, I don't know. It looks pretty terrible. Morgan tried putting it on his head and he was like, I don't even know what this is. That's okay. Lord bless my skills. But anyways, I don't know. I just had a good time. It was a good visit, and I'm just thankful for the baby shower. And Lord bless us with some good things that we needed for the baby. So,
amen. Thank you, Father, for another answered prayer. Thank you, Lord, Lord of God. Yeah, I can too. Relate to the crocheting. I never picked up a crocheting needle except for a weapon. All right, Dominique, go ahead, brother.
Well, I have a praise report and actually just a couple of prayer requests too, if that's all right.
All right.
So just the praise report is I just gotta give a glory to God because he's really been helping me through a lot of things and making it a lot easier to go through this walk. There's been a lot of trials, but I've noticed the good in every one of them. So like, I'm just really happy that God has been working in me and changing me. And I actually like am seeing the outcome of things that look bad in the moment, but are actually really good at the end of it. Like just a perfecting of my faith kind of deal. Like I can just see it. Like I'm struggling with something really hard. And then it just left me. And it's like, I was stronger in that area then, and he's just been doing that like with a lot of different areas, not just one in particular. So I just wanted to give thanks to the Lord, and so thank you, Jesus, for that. And
amen.
And then a couple of prayer requests. Katie has been going through some things with like the world around her, including Christians too, Holy Spirit filled Christians, but they're just getting into their flesh when they try to tell her certain things, and I can tell that it's weighing on her and trying to get her a little confused, like the enemy is using it to confuse her. But she has been hearing from the Lord. I could see it because of the fruit that it's bearing. So I just wanted to pray that we quiet the world around her so that she can hear the Lord more and more, and also just added clarity for her. And then this guy named Sebastian, who she was with him for a while, but she left him today because of some issues that they were having. Basically, he did not like any of UBM's teachings, and I could definitely see that there was a spirit rising up in him due to that, like a bad spirit. So I just wanted to pray for him too, because I know that he's upset right now, obviously. And so I just wanted to go into prayer for that really quick.
Yeah, generally, when they have a problem with UBM teaching, it's a religious spirit, usually.
Yeah, I guess it could be that. I think it's more of like a fear more than that. It's because he is not like what we would consider like religious, but it could be that. I don't know. I'm not as expertise as you are. But anyway, I just wanted to pray for both of them.
Brother. We'll believe with you.
Okay, awesome. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and I just lift up Katie to you now, and I just ask that you quiet the world around her and put a hedge around her so that all she could hear is your voice and the enemies could not penetrate the wall that you build, Lord, and that you just give her more confidence in knowing that she has you to lead her and that she has nothing to worry about because you are there with her. And you are leading her, and I just ask that you make her feet like hinds feet so that she just steps right where you stepped, Lord, and she's just going to continue following you. And I lift up Sebastian to you now, and I just ask that you quiet the spirits that are trying to attack him and let him see that there is good that is going to come out of this, and that you are right there with him, and you want to lead him and guide him and help him accept certain things that he just cannot accept, Lord. Soften his heart so that he can hear the word of God and actually listen to what others have been trying to say to him, Lord. And speak to him, maybe give him a dream or a vision, however you want to do it, Lord, but just show him that you're still there and that you haven't left him, Lord. And I just thank you for these things. And I thank you for the body of believers here that agree with me in prayer, Lord, that these people are strong. And I ask that you bless them all and continue to grow each and every one of us in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We just hook our faith up with Dominique, and we believe it is so. And I'm going to come against that religious spirit off of Sebastian. I can break the power of it off of him right now. And I command you to go from him. And Lord, we thank you for opening up his ears, his spiritual ears, to hear the truth of the gospel. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It is done, Dominique. We're going to be waiting on the praise report. Glory to God. Now, Julie, go ahead. Go ahead, Julie.
I would like to pray as well. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for Katie, and I lift her up to you, the throne of grace, and ask you to protect her and draw her close to you, Lord. And a lot of times when people that we fellowship with, you bring separation there, that they're just not like-minded, and there's reasons for that. And you are separating the wheat from the tares. And I pray that you would give Katie the grace just to pray and intercede for these individuals, Lord, that she's having issues with, Lord, and give her your peace and your comfort and guidance and all that, Lord. And we just cast down all spirits of friction and faction and jealousies and competitions and unbelief. There are many people out there who say they are Christians, but we will know them by their fruit if they're really of you, Lord. So we pray for repentance for this group of people that's in Katie's life, and just put a hedge around about her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and help her to know that the persecutions will come and that she needs just to be strong in you and relying on your leading and your truth, and you will not lead her astray, Lord, and that you will bless her for her obedience. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Carol, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Okay, I don't even know where to start, but I've been through hell and back. And all I need to say is that Jesus is Lord, and he's awesome. And everything the enemy tried to throw at me, the Lord was there. And I'm so grateful. I kind of can relate to Dom earlier and Pat. One of the words that came at me through this battle was, you know, you're so weak. And then all of a sudden scripture hit me. I go, yeah, but where I'm weak, Jesus is strong. So I just started to sing that, and whatever was there left. And then when I tell you something in a minute, which I will, last night when I was going to bed after this big thing happened yesterday, the battle came at me again. And then I said, I seem to remember a song. I was just ignoring the enemy coming after me. And then I really felt, Pat, you might like this one. By his stripes, we are healed. By his blood, we are cleansed. By his stripes, we are healed. By his blood, we are cleansed. Holy, 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 holy sacrifice. I just kept singing that until the enemy ran out of my room last night and just left me. And then I started laughing. So the fight that I've been in, I can't even begin to explain where it started, but fear is probably one of them. But the bigger one was, it happened yesterday. It's with my father. And I think it's time for me to lift up my dad. My father is a very proud man. He's 86 years old and he refuses to take a walker, but he's 6'2" and he's about 220 pounds. Okay. And I take him out shopping. Okay. And he started losing his balance, and he's off balance right now, and he's refusing to get a walker. And so the enemy came after us yesterday, but God is good. So I'm going to start with that. But my father, as we took one step up and I'm holding him with my left arm, he just went, wait, where's the camera? You guys are there. He went, this is his body. Okay. He just went like this, boom, like just 220 pounds. And my instinct is to protect him. So of course I tried to hold on to him, but my 140 pounds went down with him and I twisted my ankle. So I'm on crutches today, just so you know, but I'm claiming healing. That's going to go. But when he fell, this is what happened. Okay. As he was going down, I went down with him, and we're on the sidewalk in the cold. And I see my father's body like this. And I the first thought is, I can't believe this is happening. What are we doing on the ground? And then, but I felt fear, but I instantly felt that place that kicked in, that's so mighty. And I felt, Jesus, protect us, help me and my dad now. So many people showed up and just helped my dad get up. And then suddenly I get up and then I realize I can't walk. So somebody carried me. They took us into the La Caisse des Jardins. So that's the bank. And we had to call the ambulance just to make sure my dad was okay. But the whole time I just kept praying. I just felt like there was something about right now, the battle that we're in, and we need not be surprised. And I think that's what God is trying to teach me. Don't be surprised. There is a battle. There is an enemy, but I'm greater than the enemy. And he is trying to bully you, but you need to keep standing. So I just kept praising him inside my heart quietly. And the one of the women that helped us was actually a nurse. And so she just took over because I was like, oh my God, my leg was hurting. My father had just fallen and I was just trying to be brave and strong. But so she took over, the 911 came, and then my dad was, they took him into the ambulance just to check his vitals, but he refused to go to the hospital. And then I called a prayer partner and we started praying. And when they came back, they went to get my car. It's the left foot, so I can actually drive because, you know, we use the pedal with our right foot. So they went to get my car because they said, well, we could do a 2-for-1 deal and bring you both to the hospital. I said, no, are you kidding? We're not going into the hospital. No. And so they're like, okay. So I said, but if you could get my car, that'd be great. And if one of you could help me, because I know for sure, I felt in my spirit, don't put your foot on the ground yet. Just get help. And I did. I didn't put my foot down. And then they took me to my car. My dad got in the car. And then my sister called and she said, I can come help. I said, that would be good because I need to drive back home, get my foot up, put it on ice and rest. And so she went and took care of my dad to keep an eye on him for the next 4 or 5 hours just to make sure he didn't have a concussion. And when I got home, I asked the Lord, I said, what happened? And it was amazing because he really protected, well, both of us, but I really felt him protect my dad. So I think the whole purpose of this whole story is I need to ask prayer. How do we bring my dad to salvation? Because he's Catholic and he prays to, you know, the cross, but he has so much fear. And then he keeps talking about dementia. And, you know, I keep trying to explain to him that in Jesus, you can't lose your mind. You just be transformed. And I'm bringing this language to him that's a bit foreign, but there's a part of him that's receptive. So I don't think he's saved. You know, he says that he prays to Jesus, but I don't understand. So that part, I have a bit of a difficulty. But what happened is when he fell, God showed me something. He said, you know, my dad literally went like this, like he's like this. The ground is here. He went down like this. Like God stopped the fall. And literally he hit the back of his head, but at the same time, his whole body hit the ground. He has no concussion. He had a little tiny bump on the back of his head. Called me last night, called me today. I'm the one that's injured and he's fine. Go figure. I said, that's okay, God, you know, if that's what happens. And then the lady today that I had to call, because I have a dog and I can't walk him with my crutches right now. So I could have fallen into that place of, oh my God, there's so much going on. Blah, I'm in trouble, blah, that old voice. Instead, I said, you know, Lord, why do you want me to ask for help today to walk my dog? Because if you want to heal my foot, you can heal it. I know because you've done it before. I have had twisted ankles and they have healed within 24 hours. Okay. One thing I don't have is I have no pain, zero pain. Okay. But I do have a big bump this big on my foot. Okay. And so I asked this lady to come, my neighbor, if she would walk my dog, and she came and I said, I wonder why you want me to have her here. And then I remembered she's Chinese, she's Buddhist. Anyway, so she came and I had this boldness come upon me. She was telling me she just placed her mom in a home. And I said, okay. I said, how's that going? And I sensed she wanted to cry. She felt so vulnerable because her mom is lost and scared. And I just said, you know, if you don't mind, I really want to pray for her. And she said, okay. And I just went right in my voice out loud, praying to the Lord. And I felt his presence. So I said to her so boldly, I said, well, I think you're going to find your mom a changed woman today. And I prayed in the name of Jesus, of course, and that crazy and that bold, right? And she came tonight to drop off the walker to help me walk so that I'm not so tired in the middle of the night with crutches because it hurts the body like crazy. So she brought me her walker and I said, how's your mom? She said, a changed woman. She was so happy. And I said, well, there you go, Lord. Now I know why you have me on crutches, so I can be dependent on what you want. So anyway, he's good. I have a fake boot. I put it on myself, you know, and I have crutches and I have all this stuff that just came out of nowhere. And my dot is fantastic. He's fine. So is God good or what? I mean, where I am weak, he's strong. Praise God. So yes, if we can pray for my papa, because I don't know how to be bold with him yet. I mean, I'm slowly getting pieces and nuggets of how we can pray. And, you know, that Jesus talks about renewing our mind, but I'm not sure it's getting in. There's these moments, you know, and there is like this anger. Sometimes he's with me. I could feel this mean, scary thing that tries to come after me when I'm with him. But God gives me usually joy and laughter with him. So we end up laughing after this accident happened. So go figure. That's got to be something good for him to see. You know, that how could we be laughing after we were both on the ground? I said, Dad, the devil tried to take down two Bergerons. But I said, we both got up. One of us walked out of there and it was you. I hobbled out, but we still got back up. That's what I said to him. Anyway, so that's my story of warfare and overcoming.
Amen.
Amen. Well,
let's pray for your dad. Lord, what's his name?
George.
George. Lord, we lift up George Bergeron to you, and we thank you, Father, that you have given Carol household salvation. He's part of her household, and bless God, we know that he's coming in. And we're not going to speak anything but that from this point on. And we thank you, Father. We break the power of Satan off of his mind right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for granting repentance to George and bringing him in mm-hmm. a mighty way. And we just praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, you also gave us power over a sprained ankle too. And in the name of Jesus, I command that ankle to be healed. I command the bones to line up with the word of God. I command the muscles and all the tendons to line up with the word of God right now. Be whole in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, Father, that Carol is completely healed, delivered, and set free from any of the wiles of the devil. In Jesus' name, and we praise you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that she is completely healed. Amen. And George is in the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
I like to throw the rest of the family in too, okay? We won't do that tonight, but just I'm throwing them in. I'm being bold and saying, they all need to be saved, God. Get them. Go get them.
Amen. Amen. Lord, get all our family. Pull them in. Because we believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you, Carol. That was good. All right. Anyone else? Who is 585-205-5088? Who that is?
You are unmuted.
It's Katie.
Oh, hey, Katie.
Oh, hey, Katie.
Hi.
Glad you could join us.
Glad you could join us.
Yes, me
Uh-oh.
Too.
Uh-oh.
All right. How come right. Sackowood?
How come a Sackowood?
Are you in the room with Dom?
Are you in the room with Dom?
No, I'm on my phone. It might be my phone. I don't know.
Oh, okay. You must have a speaker on.
You must have a speaker on.
Yes. Yeah, that'll
do it. Okay. All right. That's okay.
All right. That's okay.
Yeah, but while I'm here, I have a prayer request for a girl named Hannah. She used to know the Lord and then fell away pretty hard. She's wrapped up in like antidepressants and all that stuff, and there's some delusions as well. But I really feel that God's calling her back to Him.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll believe with you.
Yes, Lord, I just come to you in the name of Jesus, and I just pray for Hannah right now. I lift her up to you right now, God. God, I just pray that you just heal her heart right now and remind her that all of her problems can be solved by her coming to you, Father God, that everything that she's struggling with can end with you, Jesus. You'll take all of those chains and break them off. You'll just make her brand new, God. You've been calling her this whole time. All of these trials and all of this pain that she's been going through is just you reminding her that she needs you, God. And I just thank you for her because I know that she is your daughter, God. I know that she loves you. I know that the world hasn't taken away this true love that she once had for you, God. And I just thank you for her right now, God. I thank you that you are doing a mighty work in her right now, God. I thank you that this is going to impact her family as well, her mom as well. It's going to come to you. I just thank you, God. I ask that you just reach her right now. Give her dreams and visions. Remind her of the things you once spoke to her, God. And just bring her back to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We believe
Amen.
With you.
We believe with you.
Amen.
I like that echo.
I sound pretty good.
All right. Mute it, Katie. There we go. All right. Go ahead, Vanita. Wait, hang on just a minute, Vanita. Missy, you had your hand up a while ago. Did you want to pray?
No, I wanted to give a praise report, testimony, whatever. So
go for it.
Okay. I had asked Merle to go to Tennessee with me. And long story short, he said he might. And then when I asked him one morning, he said, no, not this time. He said next time. So I really that day I was really disappointed, and I'm like asking the Lord, did I hear you wrong, or did I understand wrong, or and I looked at the verses he gave me again, and I realized he was telling me that Merle was gonna make the suggestion to go. And anyway, so then like a couple days later, well, actually that day when he told me that he wasn't going to go, I was discouraged, and I was, at times it was hard for me to hold back tears, because I was really bothered by it, and I was fighting the enemy on it, I'm not going to be discouraged. And so I was praying to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I want him to go when you want him to go. I want him to really want to go, because I knew if he didn't really want to go and he was going just because I wanted him to go, that it just wasn't going to be any, it was going to be like, it was just not going to be a good time, And I forget what all I prayed, but I knew after I prayed it was the Lord, I just sensed, the Lord putting things into my heart to pray concerning it. So then a couple days later, then Merle says to me at the dinner table, he said, when were you wanting to go to Tennessee? And I'm like, the next pot blessing is on New Year's Day. And I said, I don't have to go to pot blessing. I said, do you Oh, and I also told him that I wasn't going to go because I didn't want to go without him, and he told me he wasn't going to go. So I told him the next day I wasn't going to go without him. So he said he knew it was on New Year's Day. And I'm like, were you going to go with me? And he goes, well, yeah. And so we talked about it. And so we're going to go on Pop Blessing for January. And Matt and Nana already said it was good for us to stay with them. So I'm all excited because I mean, that was a big thing for him to, you know, bring it up. And it was also, he mentioned then later about, isn't Fudge going to need to be groomed, you know, before we go? Isn't she due to be groomed around that time? And I said, yeah. And I was just like amazed because so many times I'll ask him to think about something. I'll go back to him a few days later. Did you think about it? No. I mean, what the Lord was showing me that he was really thinking about it, about everything and really planning it, which is big, big, big. That's a big deal for Merle. And yeah. It's, I give the Lord credit. So praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. There's only one problem. We canceled that one for the first because it's a holiday. Just kidding. You busy.
I know you're messing with me.
Yeah. I'm just messing with you, girl. All right, Benita, go ahead.
You're bad, Michael. I just wanted to give a praise report for the testimony the Lord's given me through this this illness that I had this week. And it's the first time since I've come to UBM that I've gotten sick. And so I, you know, normally would have reached out to the Armed of the Flesh for various things. And just, you know, like my head hurts, I'll take an ibuprofen. My husband put one by my bed and I was having a lot of trouble breathing. And that was a little bit scary. And Frank's like, oh, here, take this albuterol. It's not medicine. Like, wait, I think that's medicine. but I was, I just was able to go through the whole thing, just praising the Lord and just asking him to fill my breath up with the Holy Spirit. And just the breath that I needed was going to come from him. And he just took care of me through it. And I'm coming out on the other end. Can't taste much, but just enjoying my orange juice and praising the Lord. So thank you,
Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. She is healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think one of the other nice things about it, like I was at my mom and dad's, and so they knew that I wasn't going to take any medicine, and they knew, you know, how I felt about that. And my mom was so tempted. She's like, just take one of these. Just take one of these. And I'm like, no, Mom, I'm okay. Thanks. And my dad's like, just leave her alone. She's not going to do it.
Praise God. Yeah, I know what you mean. What is that? Clara said that there's a bunch of drug pushers out there. Amen. Okay, that's a good testimony. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, they come in all shapes and forms, don't they? Okay, I have a couple of, I guess, to put on the request side of the ledger. Sorry if that disappoints anyone, because we've had a whole series of praises. Two things. One, 3 months ago, nearly 3 months ago, we might have covered this anyway, but the work I got was a 3-month contract, which generally they get renewed. I'm not panicking, I'm not worried, but a bit of paper hasn't come through yet. The bit of paper hasn't, but boy, they're giving me a lot of work. But the other thing I wanted to, address in here was, get agreement. I'm not addressing you, but I have a friend named Michael, not you, Michael, another Michael, who him and his wife, are people of faith. probably similar to our faith point, you're not Buddhist faith or something like that. But look, Michael has been battling a skin cancer for quite some time. And he has, you know, basically refused the normal process of medical intervention and stuff. They have been trusting the God and they've been praying and gone to people to get prayer. Anyway, Michael right now, look, at it, he's got a great big chunk of skin or flesh sort of missing from his around his ear. And there's another not too pleasant looking blotch or thing on his the top of his head. But anyway, things have come to the point where something has to be done. And he at the moment is at a medical facility. I think it's a hospital, having some tests and stuff like that, with a view to having some form of excising of the area, I'm assuming. I was saying to Michael, look, you know, why don't you come in here? Not
you froze up, Greg. Okay, well, let's just pray for Michael while Greg's trying to come back. Amen. We command that spirit off of his communications in the name of Jesus. You come off of it right now in Jesus' name and bring Greg back in Jesus' name. All right, Lord, we just lift up Greg's friend, Michael, and one like God. In the name of Jesus right now, I come against that cancer. I command it to go from Michael right now, off of his skin, off of his body, out away from him. In the spirit of cancer, be gone right now off of him in the name of Jesus. I command that spirit of the fear of cancer off of him now in the name of Jesus. And I command every thing that this spirit of cancer has done to him to be restored as new in Jesus' name. I command that skin to grow back in Jesus' name and be better than it was before. And I praise you, Father, that you have already done this for Michael in Jesus' name. Lord, we don't have to be there. All we need to do is just pray and believe for him. And we do. We pray and believe for Michael, that it is done already by the blood of Jesus. You said in 1 Peter 2:24, by your stripes he already was healed. And we believe it, we stand on it, and we thank you, Father, that his whole body is whole right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Michael, be free from this in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Y'all believe with me that Michael is completely healed by the power and the blood of Jesus. We praise you for it, Father. Amen and amen. Lord, we thank you that right now you're working in his body in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo, glory to God, glory to God. Man, I just felt a surge. I know he's healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Okay, Nick.
Yeah, I called up. I got a praise, actually. I called up my boss yesterday, and I told her that I can go back to my second part of work, like stocking, and she's like, okay. So she gave me the okay to go back. So I'm praising the Lord for that.
Amen. Lord, put him to work, Lord of God. Amen. All right, Nick, that's good news, buddy. Amen. All right. Go ahead, Dominique.
All righty. This will be really quick. I just wanted to lift up a brother named Tim. he was somebody who Katie knew beforehand. I've never met him or anything, but he started to taste like the Holy Spirit, like he knew some things, and he was starting to get set free, but then things happened to where he basically relapsed, and now he's struggling with heroin and a lot of other drugs and all that. And I know that he knows that God is real, so I just wanted to pray for him and really ask that the Lord just reach him and grab his heart and pull him towards the truth again. Katie's also been getting confirmation that he will be okay, by dreams and stuff like that. So I just want to lift up him and just ask that we're all here together. We might as well all agree in prayer for him, right? So I'll just pray real quick. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and we just lift him up to you, Lord, and I just ask that the desire to do drugs is just squashed now like a bug, Lord, and I just bind up any lying spirits that are trying to attack him. Lord, and I just ask that you set him free from this drug addiction through his baptism, Lord, and I ask that you just put it in his heart to be baptized and repent from all the sin. And I ask, Lord, that you really do a work in him and change his heart, give him a new heart, Lord. And I just thank you for these things because I know that's what you're going to do. I believe that you are speaking to Katie on this. And I just really ask that you touch his heart and change his mind, Lord. Help him change his mind on what he desires, and that heroin and any other drugs are just nothing to him anymore, and he doesn't want it anymore. He just wants you, Lord. That's what I ask that you do in his heart and make him think that as well. I thank you for these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We command that power of addiction off of him right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that you have already broken the power of Satan off of him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Missy.
In the name of Jesus, we forbid any withdrawal symptoms. In the name of Jesus, yep. He's completely set free, and the enemy will not attack him in any way. And we thank you, Lord, for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah.
Dom, what is his name?
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
What is his name?
Okay, yeah, you got off. That's my bad. He said his name's Tim. Sorry.
Tim.
T-I-M.
Yeah.
Father, just while I got the mic, thank you, Father, for your strength, your life within Tim. We just claim that strength and your salvation in him to work and perform mightily in him. Lord, we'd ask you to give him a dream, a connection. We thank you for the Holy Spirit you've given him, Lord. We ask you to fill him with your word and back it up with a dream to unify with the other dreams that have come before him, Lord. We just trust you for taking this addiction off of him. And Lord, we thank you for replacing it with your word, the strength of your word and your Holy Spirit to lift him up and to guide him, to draw him into a new place in you, Lord. We just ask for a spirit of repentance to come upon Tim and just a new seeking of you with his whole heart, mind, and strength. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that you are drawing him and that no demon in hell can stop your drawing him. And we thank you for it. We just put a hedge, sending angels to hedge around him to prevent, set up a wall around him that any temptation for these drugs to return, that you would cut that avenue off with the right at the legs right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. My, 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 my. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? I got 911 on my clock up there. I don't know what that means, but look out. All right. All right, I want y'all to meet a friend of mine, known him for a long time, about 3 or 4 weeks now. And that's William. William's from North Carolina. William, come on, tell us something about yourself. This is our family here. Unmute yourself. Don't fall. You got to unmute yourself, William. I can't unmute you. You have to do it.
And you have to hit star six?
Star six.
On his phone, star six, yeah. To unmute.
There you go.
Hallelujah. It takes me a second sometimes, William.
That's all right.
First of all, I'm in South Carolina. That is me. Don't sweat it, brother. I started listening to David Eales about 10 years ago. I was going through some tremendous trials probably about a month ago. Got a hold of UBM, got a call back from Michael. And, just a long story short, it's a real blessing to be connecting into the fellowship right here. I struggled for a long time finding a fellowship because of all my experience. About 10 years before I plugged into a fellowship. I'm starting to plug back in because, it's a different experience. But, it's been a long, long 10 years, long trial. Many things have happened in between. But I can tell you this, that the Lord is mighty, faithful to everything. He said, I will use all things for the good to them. Wow. So I just praise the Lord tonight. Thank Michael for his time. So I've been calling him pretty much every day. I think Michael almost. By the grace of the Father. And I'm going to be going down Friday to the Saturday Fellowship and just start plugging in. Because you know what? Boy, do I see now for me. Sometimes we take so many things for granted. But the need to the body. Body. We are his body, John. What a phenomenon. So, it's a pleasure meeting you guys tonight. Yeah. I've got a lot of decisions to make. Bless every one of you. I can't hear you clap, brother. Am I on mute again? I can't hear you.
That's because I was muted.
Amen, brother. Yeah. You started clapping, and it was like, okay. Now,
well, yeah. No, that's good. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord. The only thing I was saying was your audio was cutting in and out there a couple of times. That's all. Praise God. By the way, you're not unplugged. You're plugged in now, bud. Amen. Plugged.
Brother, I'm plugged in all right.
Amen. I tell you what, I've been talking with Will for all these many weeks and days and stuff, and it's been a blessing to me because he got me fired up a couple of times, more than a couple. So praise God. He's on fire for the Lord and got me on fire. And bless God, I hope everybody gets on fire for the Lord. Yeah. Amen.
So I have to drink the fire.
Yeah, there you go.
Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you, William.
Yes, sir.
All right, Isaac, go ahead. Where'd he go?
You're muted, Isaac.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. It works better that way.
Did y'all hear anything I said yet or no?
No.
Okay, I'll start over. I just want to welcome, William. Glad to have you. But, Michael, you just mentioned it, and it dawned on me. This happened Sunday to us. We were at McDonald's, and the line was long, and I was like, well, honey, would you go in there? I'll watch the boys. You'll do a great job. So she went in there, and I guess one fella there was waiting at McDonald's for 30 minutes, right? And he, I don't even know how the subject happened, but he started talking to Mariana, asking about, what did she ask about, buddy?
Well, he had asked me how long I was waiting, and I told him I was only waiting for about 15 minutes, and he had offered to pay for my meal. And I'm like, oh, no, that's all right, sir. The Lord has really blessed us this year. And then as soon as I started saying the Lord has blessed us, you know, his eyes got a little bit bigger, like, oh, someone's talking about the Lord, you know. And then he's like, and then we just continue talking from there. And he's like, the Lord's blessed you? And I'm like, yes, he has. And you can just tell that, like, he hardly ever hears anybody speak about the Lord. So he wanted to engage in conversation with me further. So he asked me, like, well, what church do you go to? And I'm like, well, I don't go to a church. I listen and, you know, on the Zoom, on a ministry. And then when I said the word ministry, he's like, his eyes got a little bit bigger. And then he's like, well, what is it called? I'm like, it's called Unleavened Bread Ministry. And then his eyes just like bug out. He's like, oh, I know them. I know them. I met somebody from there. And I'm like, well, who'd you meet? But he didn't remember who he had met or anything like that. But I don't know. Where was I going with
this? And he was a older gentleman who actually had a, because I went out and talked to him because I gave him my card. It has my number on it. And I said, hey, man, give me a call. I said, I can learn a lot from people. And I said, we always bless each other, and everybody's always learning from each other. And we just do deep Bible studies. And it's just so welcoming. And I said, you know, and that's just how we grow together. And he's like, oh, I will. Anyways, like I say, he is he's an older fella. And he said, he told me, I got in a car accident or something. And he said, I had brain damage for a whole long time. And he said, I was even pronounced dead. He said, but the Lord brought me back. And he goes, you know, I didn't even take medication. And he goes, and the Lord just kept, he just brought me back and brought me back to where I can function and do everything now. And it was just really cool, you know. And so I thought, man, that, you know, it's in Owensboro, Kentucky, for one, which is really small. I don't know. I thought that was a real blessing. I'm just going to say a real prayer quick for him. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father, that you bring us together. Father, you call us out and you bring us together. And it's just so awesome. And Lord, bless him. You know, Father, grow him up, Lord. And Lord, bring him in. And Lord, be your will. Lord, let him give me a call. And be welcome here. And I thank you, Father, for blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. So that's the testimony. Thank you.
Amen. Boy, she is so loyal. She keeps her going, doesn't she? Amen. Yeah. Oh, somebody, yeah, there you go. All right, anyone else? Man, this has been a good one already. Has anybody got anything they'd like to share? Yeah, Greg, go ahead. Hey, brother, sorry, we lost you a while ago.
Yeah, I know. Solar flares, sunspots, AZO, one of the three. AZOZL, secret intelligence people. Anyway, sorry, I'll get back to what I was saying. And look, I understand that you guys have already prayed, which is fine. All I was going to say is I expect Michael, my friend here, Michael, coming in on Friday. I had his permission to mention this and for us to pray for him. So, and I assume I got, you know, I didn't cut out halfway while I was still speaking. So I'll leave it at that.
Amen. What? Are you through?
Sorry, over.
Okay. All right. All right, Nick.
Yeah, I just heard on the news today in Oxford, and it was going all over the world that's like that shooting at the schools. And there was one today in Oxford, and it was like one of my friends, he's a Christian actually, and he went to that school and he said that there was like 3 people dead and 6 injured just from that. So I'm asking for prayer for everybody in that area at that school.
All right, go ahead and pray. We'll believe with you, brother.
Dear Holy Father, we just come before you and I just pray for all these kids and teachers that are at this school and just for the doctors to give them wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, where is this? Is this a high school?
Yeah, it's a high school, but it's in Oxford.
Oxford what?
Oxford High School.
What state?
Michigan.
Oh, okay. All right, good deal. Well, I got it now. At least 3 dead and multiple injured.
Yeah, it's everywhere. That has popped up everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Well, not around me. Jesus' name. Or y'all either. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just pray for the families. We pray for the families of the dead and the injured right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to bring them through this, and it's going to be a time to reflect on you, Lord. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. There's a lot of this stuff going on, Lord. And I know it's to bring your children closer to you. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Protect our children. Protect our children, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We declare Psalm 91 over our families. In Jesus' name, amen. First I heard of that, I hadn't heard of it. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah.
All right, anyone else? Yep, that's what it sounds like, Judy. Hey, Rion and Edwin, y'all got the same shirts on, or coats or something like that. Y'all Tennessee fans? That's their colors. All right. All right. Anybody want to talk about something? They got something they want to talk about. They've got a question, anything. Go, Andrew. Hey, brother. I didn't see you a while ago.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about the Jesus's cross. You know, we say we got to go to the cross for stuff, you know, and when we pray about stuff on how he paid penalties for everything. But, you know, I was just put a question in my head. When did his cross really start? You know, because Jesus went through crosses that God helped him with when he was even a baby, you know. And I was just thinking about that, you know, when he was saved out of Herod's hand. You know, you had a cross there for 40 days, you know. when he was fighting the devil before he got baptized even. So, you know, I don't know if anyone ever even thought about this, you know, because, you know, I would always, even if you were to think from the time he was betrayed and picked up in the garden to the resurrection, all those things he went through so that we would benefit from it. We would, he lost a ministry on the cross so that you can gain a ministry. So, and the biggest minute, well, I would put the ministry of reconciliation, you know, and, you know, he must have been in a lot of pain. So he went through pain for us. So, you know, I was just thinking about that, you know, where did his cross really start? And of course it ended at the resurrection. You get the resurrection life, but, you know, before, when they came to take him in the garden, he was a healthy man. He gave up his health for our health. So we should be all healthy. You know, and plus we even got better health than he had before he started because we got resurrected health now. So praise God, you know, so. And so yeah, I don't know if that's a topic of conversation. That's
a good one.
You know, just where did his cross start? You know, and do you have to stick to the New Testament there? So, you know, I don't think people actually think about this kind of stuff. You know, I think they think, oh, it's when he was fastened to it. Because we go, you know, we too have a cross, you know, but the things we go through are more than likely somewhere in those gospels already taken care of. So, you know, I'm just bringing this up because, you know, a lot of people might not really think about that too much. And, you know, it's an important thing to sometimes discuss for whatever level or wherever you're at, you know. And people should think about that, you know. He had nails go in his hands there. You know, you got pain in your hands. It's taken care of there for sure. You know, but I'm not saying that's the only thing that the nails in the hands would represent, you know. So, you know, we see that image in the mirror, and we need some good works to come out of these hands. We need Tabitha works, and, you know, and of course the feet too, the nail prints in his feet, you know. You know, you know, I don't know, sometimes you might get a sore ankle. or something, you go, well, the pain's gone. Jesus took it. That nail went right through his foot, you know, and you know, it takes care of things. It's all done. You know, we just have to continue in this. We have to continue this race, and someone's racing beside you, and it's God himself, the Almighty. He makes it all happen. And I just wanted to bring that up because some of us still might be fairly in need of some of these words to think about all that stuff he went through for us. You know, the thorn of crown on. I don't think they placed it on him nicely either. You know, this I guess you could compare it to. You know, barbed wire, those just make a barbed wire thing and they just hacked it on him or somewhere. And every single place that thorn went into his head there, those are all the attacks of the enemy. You know, makes you have a nice forehead too. Really. And there's that lovely verse, a beautiful land somewhere in Malachi chapter 3. Yeah, so, you know, Jesus also was the Son of Man, and he put all that stuff on his body, and we'll be a delightsome land. So we're going to be known to be blessed. And, you know, sometimes you just got to look at some of the verses there. Behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. And we are. And then, of course, those first four verses there in 1 John are really, really an excitement of more to come and more tests. And you'll find whatever you're going through on his cross there somewhere. And other crosses that other people had to go through, all the apostles. John, he was imprisoned. So he's the Lord's free man. They thought he had him in prison on that island, you know. They were angry at him. What are you doing? You goofed up your death, and now we're going to throw you in prison. You know, they were going to boil him in oil, and it didn't work. So they were angry and put him in prison. But he's the Lord's free man, and he got the word out to those seven churches, you know, eight verses for the first church there. And makes you kind of think about Revelation on how you're supposed to prepare yourself for this revelation that we're going into. You know, seven churches had to prepare themselves before he started the rest of that Revelation book. I just thought of that too. So there's a lot of cross there that might even be hereditary for us. So I'm just bringing this up so that maybe you can exercise your mind on. I wrote my paper on it. Went to school, so you know. I bought my 400 sheets in September back to school, you know. So, back to school, people. You're always going to be in school. Yeah, we have to realize that even the Apostle Paul wanted prayer, and he's running the race, and he was running the race with God too, to be in that high calling of Jesus Christ. And praise God. What a wonderful family. Praise God. That's more of a comment than a question. But, you know, sometimes these comments have to go out too, because this is something people might be struggling with, that you got to continue this race. Everybody wins. It's a race against time, but we'll win. We'll win because the Father's running with us. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's a good one. And also, you might think, why did they put the nails in his hand? And why did they put them in his feet? And why did they put the thorns on his head? All right, Pat, go ahead. I don't know which one of y'all was first. Y'all fight it out.
I'll go quick. That doesn't happen. Thank you.
Go ahead, brother.
We'll forgive you for that one.
Thank you, Andrew, for bringing that up. The Lord has been, I have been on the crucifixion, not I have, but the Lord has had me in the crucifixion story, just those last, from the garden to the cross for the last month. And I've just been, what is really neat is to do the harmony of those four accounts and just read them side by side. And but just on a side a point though, I just want to thank the Lord for the body and how he has placed us together. And really my thinking and reading related to Jesus on the cross, I don't know how he connected it in, but it was from a desire that he gave me and was showing me about the functioning of his body and how every one of us is absolutely essential to the work that God wants to perform in these last days in the earth today. He's bringing Christ out in us. And obviously the life of God is probably impossible to express through one person and through one point of view, through one. So God in his magnificence, he created Jesus to perform a work, the foundational work of bringing many sons and daughters into the kingdom in the body in order to be able to bless and be for the Father to be with us, to be God with us, God in us. And it just can't be expressed in one person. But the thing that I was thinking about is that there are some people that, shall we say, maybe run their mouth a little bit too much, and some people that hardly speak at all. And I think it's important to encourage everybody to participate, feel the freedom to participate, because God has placed each and every one of us in the body for a specific purpose and a specific reason. And it may be much like tonight, I was started out crying out for prayer because I was feeling so alone. And the body ministered to me. Where I was weak, the body ministered to me. And one day when I might speak something, I might minister to the body, because the whole body functions together and works together, and it's absolutely essential that those that may, let's say, may be quiet or may be more into the prayerful side, please feel the freedom to express yourself and to express your need and to express what God is giving you and pouring out in desires in your heart, because every one of us needs that. We need to, it's like the Word of God. It's a two-edged sword. It cuts going out and cuts going in. Going out and receiving it. It does the same work of cutting the flesh away. And so I the Lord gave me just a small little thought about, you know, what part of your own body is not essential? Is it maybe your little toe? If it's not essential, we'll just take a knife and whack that bad boy off and toss it in the trash. There's no way you would do that. Even something that you never think about that much, because that part of the body is essential. It's absolutely essential. Not quite sure what the little toe does, but it is essential. And I certainly, you wouldn't be whacking it off just to get rid of it as a non-essential piece. And likewise, if that little toe is hurting, the head needs to know it and the rest of the body needs to know it in order to nurture and protect and whatever else. So I just how that connected in with the body of with the crucifixion, I'll let it go for another day. I appreciate Andrew bringing that up, and I wasn't really going to say anything about the body situation here, but I think that's all I'm going to say about that. But anyway, I just thought I would share.
Amen. That was good, Pat. Thank you. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I was just not going too deep into the cross, but, you know, I was just getting through Genesis, and I was, after I'd get done, I'd think about how I would see, look for the Lord Jesus inside of this and start seeing the parables, how it's speaking about him, you know, in the future. And even then, I'm also going through a little bit of Isaiah. And it's just fascinating how when you start, he starts, because I'm thinking back then, you get these Old Testament saints, and they're not totally aware of Jesus Christ himself. They know about a savior. They know about Emmanuel. They know there's going to be a Messiah, but they don't understand how that all fits in. They don't see it. They don't quite understand it, but they're being told about it. And they're given parables. You know, their lives are parables for the sign of Jesus and the things that are happening. And then when I came, when Andrew mentioned the cross, well, and I was looking at here out of nowhere here on Isaiah chapter 7, you got the Lord speaking to Ahaz, it says in Isaiah 7:10, and it says, and the Lord spoke again to Ahaz. And I was thinking, here the Lord is speaking to this man. It's a king. You know, it's somebody speaking to a prophet, to Ahaz. The Lord's speaking to Ahaz. And he says, ask a sign of the Lord your God. Ask it either in depth or height or above. And Ahaz, you know, he's being humble or whatever. He's being, oh, ooh. He says, Ahaz says, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. You know, he's kind of standing back. He's not being very bold with the Lord. And that didn't make the Lord happy. Because the Lord's saying, hey, you know, ask. Just like we ask and you receive, seeking you'll find, knock and they'll be open to you. The Lord says that to us. And he's saying the same thing to Ahaz. And Ahaz says, oh, no, not me, Lord. And he wasn't happy with that answer. And so he says, again, 13 says, he says, hear ye now, O house of David. It is a small thing for you to weary men, that you'd weary my God also. Well, that's what caught my attention. He says, you'll weary my God also. And I'm thinking, well, initially he says, and the Lord spoke to Ahaz. But then he comes back and he says, you'll weary my God also. At first I was thinking, is this Isaiah that was talking about this? But it makes it sound like this is Jesus talking to Ahaz. Because he said, my God also. Because the Lord's speaking to him, and he says, you're going to weary not only men, but my God also. Because we all know that Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Is this Jesus talking to Ahaz here? And he says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will conceive and bear a son. And we know Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. He's telling a prophecy now. And shall call his name Emmanuel. Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. It says that in Revelation. His butter and honey shall he eat. And when he knows to refuse evil and choose the good. So now he's already talking about his manhood. He's talking about he's going to be just like you. And he's going to know at an early age to refuse evil and good. So he's under a trial at an early age. He knows how to refuse the evil and good. Going to this cross, he understands that purpose of a man knowing how to choose evil and good, and that's going to be his trial. But it caught my attention. He said, you're going to worry my God also. And in the beginning it says, and the Lord spoke to Ahaz. Well, the Lord speaking, meaning Jesus speaking to Ahaz here. And he's talking about, my God, is he talking about his father? So I just something I just was seeing when I was reading Isaiah 7. I may have it wrong, but that's kind of what it just kind of popped out at me when I saw that.
What made you go to Isaiah chapter 7 there?
I'm reading through Isaiah also.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I put Isaiah 7:14 in the chat before you even went there.
Oh, okay. That was meant to be. That's cool.
Okay.
Go ahead, Claire. Thank you, Dave. That's good. Go ahead, Claire.
I don't have a great deal to say because the men have done such an amazing job, but I can say this one little thing. I had a dream about waiting in a cafe called 7:14 this morning.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
There's more to the dream. I mean, I'm still seeking the Lord and what it all means. Okay. But I just, that for me is a confirmation of something. So I just wanted to share that this is all working for God's glory. Because I had no idea what 7:14 means. I was like, Lord, what does that mean? What are we doing with this 7:14? And the lady who was serving behind the counter didn't want to look after her baby. So she gave it to me to look after. So it was just an interesting dream. But 7:14. May that bless everyone.
Amen. Well, there's your confirmations right there, what it is. Amen. Well, what a God. Thank you, Jesus. By the way, Will, Claire and Breon and Edwin are in Tasmania. That's a country down there below Australia.
Not a country, Michael, just a state.
Well, it's a state. Okay. I'm sorry. Wrong terminology. Go ahead, Will.
Who is Tasmania?
I asked myself the same question when Rian told me we were moving here. It's in Australia, you look at the little map, and then right at the bottom of Australia, there's a little heart shape. And that is the island that we live on. It's a state. It's part of Australia, but it was found before Australia was found.
I think if we mail a letter, it'll get there, right?
Totally.
Hey, it's okay. It's real.
It's not just a cartoon. It's also a state. Amen. Greg, did you have something? Looked like you had some consternation there about what you said about Tasmania being there before Australia.
Well, I think they're probably there at the same time, but I'm just trying to work out whether Van Diemen or Tasman predated Dirk Hartog or whatever else, but I'll check that out. Certainly he did, you know, was found before Cook found the East Coast, so we'll leave it at that for now.
Before Botany Bay, at least.
Oh, yeah, well and truly. I'll explain that to you later.
Okay. All right, Carol, go ahead, girl.
I just wanted to come into what Pat was talking about, you know, being able to speak and or ask for help. And to say thank you to the group because, two of you I had written to last week when I really felt like there was a lot of warfare. And it's very strange because I felt myself drifting and getting further away from the body of Christ. And it's amazing that I received an email from both two of you on the same day that I was asking God, I need some kind of help right now. I feel like I'm floating, and the emails I got from two of you from the body of Christ, it helped me to be strengthened and encouraged, and I knew I needed to reconnect this Tuesday for sure, and thank God that I had gotten that because I read two of the scriptures that I got from you guys yesterday while I was waiting for the ambulance for my father. So yeah, we do. We need to be bold and brave. And when I say bold and brave, to ask for help and to speak. And Pat, when you were speaking earlier, I just felt like the Holy Spirit really filling me with this word of encouragement to you, but also to everybody, how precious we all are. And when you were being vulnerable before, I felt like God wanted me to just say, and I was a little shy, but now I'm going to do it, just to say how much he loves you and how precious you are to him. So there you go. Yeah, that's the Lord.
Amen. And precious to the family. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, Joe Britt, what is it about South Africa spreading these diseases around the world? What is this business?
I can give you a short answer. I'm not of this world. I'm of another kingdom, so that means nothing to me, this place. Sorry, Michael.
That's okay.
I don't watch news. I don't listen to news. That's all for the birds. It's not for me.
That's okay. Well, it turns out it's a muffin burger. So don't worry about it. I was just trying to get a rise out of you. Praise the Lord. All right. Has anybody heard from Dirk and Paula lately? Yeah, Julie.
Paula sent me a text message Friday morning asking for prayer about something that she was doing that day, which would have been, or the next day for her rather, on her Saturday. So they're doing all right. They're just busy, I think.
Okay. Well, yeah. Good.
I didn't hear any bad news. It was just requests for work related thing. So.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Somebody else I was going to ask about. I can't think of them right now. We got a good crowd on tonight, man. I'll tell you what, we're filled up. Yeah, Pat.
Michael, can we visit this the cross that Andrew brought up, say maybe for next Thursday or something?
Well, sure. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because the Lord has been showing me, which I'm sure he's showing everybody, the aspect of that death on the cross and how he was aware of it. He, you know, kind of put a different light on the Garden of Gethsemane and his prayer, and you know, a few things in there that it's very interesting that Jesus knew he came to die on the cross. That was his purpose for coming into the earth. Yet there was still a battle there and a struggling there in the garden. And so there's just some things that, you know, the Lord has showed me about that whole process that I think it would be good to revisit it again. So again, thank you, Andrew. That was very good that you brought up.
Amen. Somebody said something about communion for Thursday night. Man, I'll tell you what, it's kind of hectic around here. Could we wait till next week to Tuesday? Tuesday night, would that be okay with everybody to do communion? A week from tonight?
Yeah, that's fine with me. That's fine with me.
Okay, praise God. We'll do it. Is that okay? Has anybody got any objections to that?
Yeah, it's okay. Tuesday going to work for everybody, Claire and Ann. And
I'll send out an email to everybody.
Or do you want to do it another time?
No, Tuesday night. Oh, somebody else did?
I'm thinking about for anybody else, like Claire and Ann, Edwin, they're at work. I don't know how that works.
Is Thursday better? Is Thursday better, Ryan and Edwin?
Unless you guys can drink grape juice or something.
Yeah, they can. I'm going to answer because I know they're at work. They can't drink anything and go back to the office. So if Thursday would be best, but they're working next week Thursday anyway. So only they've got their next Friday off only the following
week. What about this coming Thursday?
That's okay. We can... That's over our lunch time. We can go home and do that. Do that at home and have some great juice. Come back to this. So don't worry about asking. You guys go ahead and do whatever you need to do.
Okay. That's fine. All right. Then we'll do it for Tuesday night then. That's okay with everybody. All right. Go ahead, Greg.
Oh, hang on. Right, hands down, good. No, just on the subject of things to talk about, if I don't bring this up, Tracy's going to beat me up, and I don't like that. She asked if we could discuss God's wheels. She sent me a message the other day, you know, referring to Daniel 7:9, and said, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame and his wheels as burning fire, which, you know, in the moments before when I got home and before I fell asleep, I was looking at this wheels thing. Anyway, you know, because I'm sort of picturing God in a wheelchair or, you know, whatever. No, I know, Claire, I'm just being facetious, as I rarely am. But anyway, yeah, Tracy mentioned it would be an interesting topic, you know, because there's the wheels in Ezekiel and, you know, with eyes on them and, you know, wheels within wheels, etc. So I'm chucking it out there so that Tracy doesn't beat me up.
Okay, again. We'll put it on the list.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Anyone else before we close out? Well, Father, we just thank you so much for an awesome time tonight. We thank you, Lord, for all the prayers that are answered, that have already been answered. We know it, and we thank you for it. Father, we thank you for living in us, because we know when you live in us, we have everything that you had. When you came in us, Jesus, you brought all your stuff with you. We have it all available to us, bless God, and we can utilize it when the need arises, and we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you do guide us and lead us into the places that you want us to go. And Lord, I thank you that we, every one of us, are that light sitting up on the table, being a light to everybody around us. And we praise you for it, Father. Place it in our hearts, Lord, to get out there and spread the gospel with signs and wonders following, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bless them tonight with a good night's sleep, Lord. We thank you for that. And Lord, we ask that those that are going to be on the road this weekend, that your protection would be all around them, Lord, and that the blood of Jesus would cover them. Not going to be a dent one put on their automobile or trucks or whatever it is. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless us all, Lord, with victory over our enemies, overcoming faith. And thank you, Lord, for guiding us and leading us into the places you'd have us to go. Give us new revelations out of your word, Lord. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless y'all. Y'all be blessed. You hear?